It's obvious that Michael loves his music, and he shares that feeling with millions of fans worldwide. While music is his first love, he's enthralled with the visual aspect of show business too. His videos, especially Thriller, have broken new ground in that field. And next, Michael wants to appear on the silver screen with a brand new type of movie.
Something that hasn't been seen before. I mean, it's like what Star Wars was to the whole picture industry. All of a sudden, it's a whole other look. A whole new type of movie making. Creatures that walk in space instead of on Earth. And it's kind of taking it to a whole other wave.
Michael's favorite films are really different, like the Star Wars series and the tale of a sweet, warm creature.
E.T. Spielberg, I think, is brilliant.
Michael's currently considering playing Peter Pan, but no firm decision has been made, and he keeps weaving his fantasy film in his fantastic mind.
I really enjoy surprising the public, going in a whole other direction than what they thought. It'll be something futuristic. It'll be very different. That's the only thing I can say.
Michael Jackson, wannabe starting something. Michael has started something, a worldwide extravaganza. And he's in the center, whirling about, singing, performing, doing what he feels he was created for.
I feel it's something we were meant to do, like a lot of people were meant to do. I mean, there's no way that you can think that Ali or somebody wasn't meant to be a boxer. It seemed like they're just perfect for it, and they do it. And I feel I was meant to do this, and I'm going to do it the best way I can.
Torture from the Jackson's Victory album. If anything in the Jacksons' career was torture, it was their decision to leave Motown in 1975. The Jacksons split from Motown over artistic control. While five of the Jacksons agreed to move to Epic Records, Jermaine didn't, preferring to stay at Motown. The change hit all of the brothers hard, but they worked even harder to compensate.
It's like if a person loses an arm, you gain more power in the other arm. You make it up. And that's exactly what happened with the group. We try to dance as better and sing as well and play as well. And I remember the day that Jermaine left the group. We had a concert, the first show he didn't do with us. And we were thinking about, with the audience like we saw with it. Remember it was in New York?
Yeah.
And it was a theater in the round. And we must have got six standing ovations. We really did. The audience, I think that was one of our best shows the day that Jermaine was. And I'm not saying because he wasn't there, it's just how much more energy we put into the show. Remember?
Even without Jermaine, the Jacksons' career was still moving and shaking.
Take your body down to the ground. Randy was playing the piano one day. This groove, dun dun dun, dun dun dun, dun. I said, that's bad, I love it. I said, what is that? He said, oh, it's nothing. I said, he said, it ain't nothing. I said, it is something. And so I just started singing to it. And it just came about. I don't know where it came from. It just came about. The lyrics came when I created the melody. It just comes. I don't know where it comes from. God, I say, really.
Michael Jackson has millions of fans worldwide. They buy his records, watch his videos. Michael tells us how he feels about his throngs of adoring fans.
Michael had a scarf around his neck, and they got a hold to him when some of the kids were pulling it the other direction, and the others were pulling it the other direction. And they was choking him. And Tito was on top of the Rolls Royce limousine. They totaled the Rolls Royce limousine. I mean, it was broke the windows, broke the headlights and everything. One thing about fans, they don't realize that they're hurting you. All they want to do is just touch you. But, you know, after everybody pulling and scratching, you know, and you get hurt.
Yeah, people don't know what it feels like to get mobbed. It hurts. Because you feel like spaghetti. Everybody's pulling from a different direction. One got your leg, one got your neck, and your... I mean, it really hurts.
The Jacksons have achieved international fame and have learned some unique fan customs in different countries.
In certain countries, they like to take your hair off your head.
Oh, yeah.
Pull your hair off and put it in their wallet. And so, like, when we go back to these countries, they say, look, I got some of your hair from last year, and they show it to you.
And we went somewhere, and they would pinch it.
Yeah, in the Philippines, everybody pinch you, you know, in the booty and stuff, and all on your back. And the girls tell you, put all these little pinches.
Michael Jackson is enjoying himself and enjoying his success tremendously. He loves the platinum albums, the applause, the thrill of musical victory. But his private interests are very different from his public pursuits. He retreats into a soft fantasy world, spending time with children, his animals, or in a room, dancing with himself and his dreams.
It's like a lot of performers, I think they sometimes have like, seem like they have two personalities. Once they get on the stage, they become the performer, and once they're off stage, it's really different. They're totally different. That's what a lot of people, like a lot of people always walk up to us and say, God, I don't believe it's the same person that's on stage. You don't even seem like the guy. As soon as you get up there, you're crazy. You do all your steps and this. Now you just seem like a regular dude.